The old house looked exactly like it had the day she'd left home to join the CIA. Sure, it needed a coat of paint, and some rotten eaves and porch boards should be replaced, but the problems were all cosmetic. Maybe while she was waiting for her predator to find her, she could get the house fixed up and the Rocky Knoll Ranch ready for sale. Why she'd held on to it all these years while she was away was beyond her. Jolie Richards' heart squeezed tightly in her chest. She'd been home for 2 days and had yet to start work on anything resembling renovations to the house. Hell, she had yet to step inside, preferring to bed down in the barn. The house and all the furniture, pictures, and knickknacks reminded her too much of all she'd lost. 8 years ago, she'd sold all the livestock, turned off the utilities, locked the door, and walked away from the only home she'd ever known. The house wasn't a home to her anymore, not without her father there. She took a deep breath, stuck the key in the lock, and twisted and pushed open the door. The hinge creaked as the door swung inward. The first thing that hit her was the musty smell and dust particles stirred up by the door's movement. Sunlight through one of the windows caught the particles, giving them the appearance of a glittery fog. Everything was as she'd left it. The sheets she'd draped over the furniture were exactly where she'd laid them. Her father's 10-point deer antler rack was mounted on the wall. He'd loved hunting and providing food for the winter that didn't come from a store. Many times she'd thought he'd have been happiest if he'd been born a century earlier in time, when a man raised his own food or hunted for it. He preferred to be out on his ranch, riding his favorite horse, which reminded Jolie she needed to check with the local ranchers and see what kind of mount she could rent, borrow, or buy for the time she would be here. After sitting up for 8 years, the four-wheelers her father kept in the barn probably wouldn't run. They'd need complete carburetor overhauls and new tires before they'd be serviceable. Jolie walked into the living room. The sheets on the furniture made the lumps beneath appear ghost-like. She suspected removing them would elicit an entirely different set of ghosts. Memories of sitting by the fire at her father's feet, petting one of their hounds, reading books about faraway places or playing a hand of rummy. Cold winter nights had been spent warming by the fire. During the summer, Jolie had worked at her father's side, mending fences, herding livestock, and hauling hay. She'd learned to shoot a rifle before she'd learned how to braid her hair. Had her mother lived, Jolie would have been raised differently. But her mother had passed when Jolie was only 5 years old. Her only memories of her mother were of her sitting by her bedside, reading books or singing in her soft, husky voice. Jolie's father had become the center of her universe. Perhaps the 5-year-old Jolie clung to him, shadowed his every footstep, and refused to let him out of her sight because she was afraid of losing her only surviving parent. Whatever the reason, she'd followed her father through every aspect of ranching, farming, and hunting. By the time she was 13, she could shoot as well, if not more accurately, than her father. In the long run, her expert marksmanship had been what had gotten her where she wanted to be in her career with the CIA.